The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, I want to welcome all of our viewers and listeners across every platform that may be listening or joining us today. We've got an interesting subject today, as you can see the headline here, entering the era of Meta, aka death. And I'll explain what that means when we get probably towards the end of this broadcast. So I really want to give you, we're going to give you a little bit of an update on the metaverse, where Facebook is heading. We've talked about this on previous broadcasts. We've discussed this in detail. This is something that I personally have put the brakes on. This is something I personally will not plunge into. I've said it before, we have to draw the line somewhere. And if I'm going to draw the line, this would be it. And there's personal reasons, there's moral reasons. And hopefully after today's broadcast, you'll kind of give a little bit more of a glimpse of where I'm coming from. Again, I don't expect everyone to agree with me. And I know that there is going to be people out there that's going to make a defense for this. They're going to argue for this. They're going to give an excuse to do this or do that. And that's fine. Do what you got to do. Again, the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But again, I'm just going to, it is my job. It is my calling as a watchman to present to you information, revelation, and so forth, so that you can do what you feel like you and your family need to do. So I'm going to give you I'm going to start out with a verse of scripture. This is Romans chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 28, but we really want to home in on verse 30 today. Romans 1:30 is really where we're going to hang our hat at today. But again, we're going to start out at verse 20. This is the Apostle Paul speaking here in the book of Romans, and he's talking about individuals who did not retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them over to a debased mind, or your translation probably says a reprobate mind. It's really in the Greek, it means a useless. The actual definition of that means that God gave them over to a useless, worthless mind to do those things which are not even fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. And they become whisperers and backbiters and haters of God and violent and proud and boasters. By the way, look where all that stems from. Listen, once you get to a point where your mind becomes so inundated with filth and moral decline and unrighteousness, then all these things are a secondary consequence to the deterioration of your mind, or the worthlessness, the reprobate mind. Now look at verse 30. Again, they become backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters. And then I've highlighted this for you. You can write this down. You can highlight this. You can underline this, whatever you want to do in your Bible. It says that they will become inventors of evil things. They will become inventors of evil things. Now, right there on the screen, I pulled up another translation because I liked how it worded this. It gives you a little bit more in depth to this. It's Romans chapter 1, verse 30 from the Amplified Translation. I want to read verse 30. They become slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful. Listen to what it says. Inventors of new forms of evil. They become inventors of new forms of evil. And I believe, listen to me for a second, because I know that we're going to get opposing views on this, but just hear me out for a second. I want to put a stake up here, and I want to expound on something to get to where I'm going today. When television came out, it came out as a form of innocence, but then it became corrupt, and then it became a tool of evil. The internet, when it came out, it was a wonderful source of information and knowledge. You've heard the phrase, you know, this is the era of information, the generation of information. We're inundated with information through the internet. But again, computers, internet, this can become evil. It can be because of the inventions of evil things, things that start out good, but become evil. But on the other hand, things that could be evil could be used for good. So again, I want to let this known, because I know I've got some personal brothers in Christ, in the Lord, that are, they are all the way deep into metaverse now, and they're preaching the gospel. They're in there, they're preaching the gospel, they're being salt, they're being light, they're evangelizing in the metaverse. And I've spoken to them in private, and I've told them, listen, I am all for you. I commend you for what you're doing, but as for me, this is the line that I take. I will not cross that line from what is natural to going into a virtual world. Again, my convictions are, if I can't go down to Walmart and preach the gospel to living souls at Walmart, then I really don't have time or the necessity, or really, I don't even have the, I don't really need to be going into a virtual world to try to preach the gospel. You understand? It's kind of like a missionary. It's kind of like the guy that says, you know, brother, I want to go on a mission trip. I want to go to Honduras, or I want to go to Haiti, or I want to go to the Middle East and preach the gospel, when in reality, you can't even get them to go under the bridge in their own city and preach to the crackheads or the meth heads or the drug addicts or the drunkards or the homeless in their own city. They won't even get up and get out and go out and reach them within a 2-mile radius, but they want to go overseas. Come on, somebody, and do it over there. See, again, I have a problem with that. And I'm not saying that goes for everybody. I'm giving you my point of view on this. Now, let's get to this. I want to talk about this. Look where this thing is evolving and heading. I said this before. I said, keep an eye on metaverse. 4 weeks ago, we shared an article that said that by 2030, the world will be embracing metaverse, or the most of the world will be in the metaverse by 2030. That's an actual article. We talked about that in the discussion in depthly about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I said on that broadcast, watch, because this thing is going to take off. I was hoping that this thing would be like 3D television. Remember that? Remember all the hype that was centered around 3D television? Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. Listen, I'm a big home theater guy. I like home theater. I like all that. For all you geeks, the home theater geeks and the tech geeks and all that stuff. Remember when 3D came out? I remember you had to put on these goggles. You went out and you get a 3D TV, and then all the TVs that was coming out were made to be 3D capability, because that was a new thing and that's what everything was going, and everybody wanted to get 3D, and you had to get these glasses and wear these stupid glasses on your face while you watch TV. And I told everybody, I said, this thing will flop because people is going to get sick of wearing these glasses. And it did. It never took off, and it flopped. And I was hoping that this would be the case with metaverse, with wearing the headset and wearing all this equipment, that it would get old, it would burn itself out. But guys, there is powers that be. Listen to me. This is not just entertainment purposes. There is a greater agenda behind this that is thrusting this and pushing this forward as the new reality or the new era. Zuckerberg wants to build, quote, the most powerful AI supercomputer in the world. Let me share a little bit about this. This is from The Independent. Meta says it wants to build the most powerful artificial intelligence. And again, you're going to have to get used to AI. You're going to have to get used to artificial intelligence, because that is where this is all going. And it's going to be a part of this heavily. And Meta wants to build the most powerful artificial or AI supercomputer in the world. Why? Well, according to the report, Zuckerberg has already designed and built what it calls the AI Research Supercluster, or RSC, which it says is among the fastest AI supercomputers in the world. Okay, let me read the rest of this here. I'm going to give you a little bit more. It hopes to top the league by mid-2022. So this thing is, we're talking about by spring, by summer. And what could be a major step towards increasing its artificial intelligence capabilities? That's Facebook. That's the platform that many of you are watching this live from right now. This platform that is partly focused on the metaverse, which Meta has staked its future on. Again, they've put all their chips in the metaverse. They have put everything on the line for where this thing's going. With that new technology, AI-driven applications and products will play an important role, it said in an announcement. Quote, the RSC, or this supercomputer, is being used to create models that are being used for natural language processing as well as computer vision. Meta said, quote, it hopes to use it for speech recognition and other technologies in the future. Again, where's this going? Where's this heading? What does it look like by 2030? Is it possible that most of the world will embrace this? Will they be headlong in this? Will you be a part of this? Will you compromise? Will you capitulate? Will you be in the metaverse? The hopes is that it can create an entirely new AI system and include the ability to provide real-time voice translations for large groups of people so that a big team, each speaking a different language, could work or play together. Again, I want to point this out. There's aspects of this that's cool. That sounds great. That's good news. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing evil with that. But just hang on. Just stay with me on the broadcast for a moment, because guys, it gets darker from here on in this broadcast, in this segment. Meta has been working heavily on artificial intelligence since 2013, when it built Facebook AI Research Lab. It has built computing technologies that work for that work before, but the RSC is the largest and most spectacular yet. The plan to build a new computing infrastructure to power that work based on a totally clean slate began in early of 2020. Facebook said, quote, the aim was to allow it to train models that could analyze data sets as big as an exabyte, equivalent to 36,000 years of high quality video. Wow. Again, this will have the capability to improve the artificial intelligence in its existing services, quote, but also enable completely new user experiences. Keep that in mind, especially in the, here it is, the metaverse. All right, let me give you some more. Let's move on here. I want to give you something else here. Let me show you why I don't believe this is a fad, or it's something that's just going to fizzle out, it's going to burn out, or it's going to just fall to the wayside. Large corporations are already in bed with this thing. They're already getting involved in this. Here's a headline for it. Walmart is quietly preparing to enter the metaverse.
Could be the future of shopping. Walmart is stepping into the metaverse, joining other retail giants like Ralph Lauren and Vans, preparing to sell virtual goods. So many questions, but our chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, joins us to help us sort through it all and how it all works. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Janae. And this one's a little hard to wrap your head around, but parents with kids who play Roblox will have a sense for the metaverse, a kind of digital virtual world where you can buy virtual things and have virtual experiences. And now mainstream brands like Ralph Lauren, Nike, and Walmart are jumping in.
It's the emerging industry of virtual worlds known as the metaverse. And this morning, it looks like Walmart may soon be diving in. Several trademarks filed by the retail giant last year revealing potential plans to sell virtual goods, including electronics, home decor, toys, and furniture, provide a virtual currency, and even offer customers the opportunity to buy and sell NFTs. Walmart telling ABC News they're continuously exploring how emerging technologies may shape future shopping experiences.
We've been doing physical to physical commerce, where we go to a physical store to buy a physical item. Right. And with the internet and social media, that changed into, you know, that evolved into e-commerce. But there are new models that are evolving, which is virtual to virtual commerce, where you buy a virtual item using a virtual currency.
Iconic fashion label Ralph Lauren already offering customers digital apparel and virtual experiences like a coffee at its Madison Avenue location. The CEO telling the National Retail Federation's annual conference Monday, it's a way to connect with younger shoppers.
All right, and one of our strategies is to win over a new generation, and the new generation is there. So we have to be there.
Many of these virtual experiences currently available on online gaming platform Roblox. Like Vans World, where you can virtually skateboard to your heart's content. It's had more than 50 million visits in September. And Nike Land. Nike even doubling down and buying virtual sneaker company Artifact, whose virtual shoes go for as much as $10,000 a pair. And just last week, Gap launching its first ever NFTs, featuring a collection of Gap hoodies. The digital art already sold out.
It'll be an evolution. It'll be, you know, the wild, wild west in some ways, but it's really where we're heading.
One reason why the metaverse has exploded in popularity recently is the pandemic. You don't need to leave home in order to experience the metaverse. And also, Janae, there are no supply chain disruptions in the metaverse, which makes it a really great place for brands that are dealing with those every day right now, Janae.
Again, Walmart is quietly preparing to enter the metaverse. According to CNBC, Walmart appears to be venturing into the metaverse with plans to create its own, here it is, cryptocurrency and collection of non-fungible tokens or NFTs. Get used to this acronym, NFT, that is non-fungible tokens. This is where this is going. Cryptocurrency. You better get used to cryptocurrencies. I know they just had a dip on Wall Street in the market. But guys, I'm telling you, either tomorrow or next week, we're going to do a whole segment on the Federal Reserve has already talked about trying to thrust forward and move into a complete digital currency. What does that mean? It means doing away with paper cash, doing away with currency as we know it, and it will all be digitalized. And what does that mean for you and I? That's a whole other discussion. That's a whole other topic, and we'll deal with that soon. It's coming. It's up on the curriculum to do this. The big box retailer filed several new trademarks late last month that indicate its intent to make and sell virtual goods, including electronics, home decorations, toys, sporting goods, and personal care products. In a separate filing, Walmart said it would offer users a, quote, virtual currency as well as NFTs. Don't be surprised if Facebook ventures into trying to create their own currency that will be exclusively used on the metaverse. I could see that happening easily. According to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Walmart filed the application on this December 30th, on the 30th of December. In total, seven separate applications have been submitted. In a statement, Walmart said that, quote, it's continuously exploring how emerging technologies may shape future shopping experiences. It declined to comment on the specific trademark files. In other words, why leave your house? Why get in your vehicle? Why get dressed? Why get a shower? Why drive up to Walmart and fight the crowds? Why deal with all that when you can just put on your headset, sit on your sofa, sit on your couch, sit in your office, lay in the floor, whatever, put on your headset, go into the virtual world of metaverse with your digital currency and come on and not have to fight the kids, not have to fight traffic, not have to deal with the cold and the snow and the rain and the heat and the crowds and the parking and trying to find a cart because there's a shortage of people that go out and get the carts and bring them back in and they can't get anybody to work. So you don't have to fight any of this. All you got to do is just sit on your couch, put on your goggles, get your virtual currency and go shopping. Weird, guys, weird. Quote, we are testing new ideas all the time, Walmart said. Some ideas become products or services that make it to customers, and some we test, iterate, and learn from them. The filings are super intense, said a trademark attorney. Quote, there's a lot of language in these documents which show that there's a lot of planning going on behind the scenes. Oh, there sure is a lot of planning going on behind the scenes. And it's not just Walmart that's doing plannings behind the scenes. It's a lot of entities, a lot of companies, and a lot of players. Come on, doing a lot of planning going on behind the scenes about how they're going to address cryptocurrency. Guys, you don't think the Federal Reserve, you don't think the government, you don't think the White House, you don't think all these powers that be already know where we're going and where big tech companies are going and where the metaverse is going? You don't think they're planning accordingly? Come on. This attorney said that since Facebook announced it was changing its company name to Meta, signaling its ambitions beyond social media, businesses have been, listen to this, rushing to figure out how they will fit into a virtual world. Now, I don't know whether to laugh, cry, get mad, get sad. Listen, I don't know about you. I was raised in the 80s and 90s, and I'm telling you, the older I get, and I don't know, this is probably an age thing because I know a lot of older folks, and I fall in that category, I'm older. You ever wonder why older folks always reminisce on the good old days or the good times in the past? This is why, guys. I don't like where we're going. I miss the good old days. And I'm only 44. Some of you guys are nearly twice my age on this broadcast. And you could definitely relate to what I'm saying. I miss the days when you remember the days when you would want to go shopping and you would go to the store to anticipate that you go there to buy a product or buy something that you wanted to get, and you could actually get it that day. You could actually try it on that day. You could actually bring it home that day. Well, wow, I miss those days. Because good luck going to any store anymore and try to find anything that's in stock. Yeah, we have it, but it's online. And guys, I'm telling you, I don't even understand all this. I went to buy some just plain white under t-shirts the other day at Walmart. Speaking of Walmart, went into the store and I was looking for a particular size of a particular brand and they had none in stock, none. So of course I could order it online. So I went on the Walmart app and I ordered it online to go and pick it up at the store. Now, listen to this. Listen how crazy this is, and I don't even understand this. I go in that day, none in stock in the store, right? Come home within an hour or so being home. I get online. I put my order in. I put it in to go pick it up, and I get a text message from Walmart, and it says that your order is ready to pick up. And I said, what? I was just in the store, had none in stock, and within 45 minutes of ordering it online to pick up at the store that I was just at, now you're telling me you suddenly materialized it and it's in stock. Now, look, do they have a truck somewhere that came that fast? I don't know, but it's just weird to me. Like, ever since COVID came, I know this changed this and that, but I do not like where we're going. I don't like how things are changing. Don't get me started on smartphones and social media and all this stuff. Look, this stuff has completely deteriorized the church. It's completely destroying the church. If you don't think that, your head's been buried in the sand. And I'm telling you, this metaverse, I keep saying this over and over again. If you think we cannot get people in the church today or gathering today, wait till this thing hits full force. Have you ever seen the movie? I know a lot of you ain't even going to know what I'm talking about. If you've got kids, you will know what I'm talking about. There's a movie, I think it's made by Pixar, called WALL-E. And in this movie, it's based on the future. There's robots involved. There's one particular robot and all this. But in this part, in this particular scene in the movie, it's way out in the future, and everybody is completely obese, and they don't move. They don't go anywhere. Everything is exactly what we're talking about right now. They don't have to leave their home. They can order things virtually. They can order things right there. Everything just comes to them, this, that, and it completely destroyed the whole world. And this is, I mean, this is becoming a sad reality. But we got to move on. I don't want to, I could sit here and keep ranting, but I want to. Here's some more articles. Chinese cities are piling into the metaverse. Of course they are. As if China didn't have their hands in this to begin with in the very beginning. No one knows what the metaverse is yet, but that hasn't stopped global tech giants such as Facebook, which rebranded as Meta, Google, and others being caught up in the metaverse craze. Not to be left out, several Chinese cities are preparing their official economic plans with the mentions of the concept. Let me say that again. Several Chinese cities are preparing their official economic plans with the mentions of this concept. Now, this shouldn't become a shock to you, because China has already tried to create, or they have created, their own digital currency. So they're already ready for this. They've been preparing for this. They're already working on 6G when we're fighting over 5G technology. There's no clear definition of what the metaverse actually is. That's terrifying in itself. But hey, we don't really clearly know what this is, but we want in on it. But generally, the idea is that it involves a three-dimensional experience of the internet that combines the real and the virtual worlds. In December, Shanghai officials said at a key economic meeting that the city will guide corporations in studying the, quote, important platform that contains the intersection between the virtual world and the real world. Seen widely as a reference to the metaverse. Days later, Shanghai officially mentioned the metaverse in its five-year plan for the tech industry, saying the concept should be applied in areas including public services, entertainment, and manufacturing. Again, here's China, always on the cutting edge of technology, surveillance, control, totalitarianism, and don't think all that won't come into play. In fact, let's go there right now. Let's talk about that. Let me show you another article here. Now, I told you we was going to go deeper in this rabbit hole, and it was going to get, when we started out this thing, we were at the top of the hole and there was light. But now we're going to get deeper. We're going to go down, down, and down. And it's going to get darker and darker. This is an actual article from the Washington Post. It said, quote, surveillance will follow us into the metaverse. Well, boy, who's shocked? I mean, I know you're shocked, right? Listen to this. And our bodies could be its new data source. Aren't you excited? But hey, I'm all in. I don't even know what metaverse is. I don't even know what it entails. I don't even know how sinister it could be. Could it be good? Could it be bad? What could possibly go wrong? Oh, you're going to surveil. You're going to put heavy surveillance on me. You're going to monitor what I do. You're going to track everything I do. Now, listen, the same company that's been tracking us for years has been to the highest court in the land over this stuff. It's been drilled by senators, drilled by U.S. officials over selling our information and tracking us, doing all this stuff. The same company, the owner is interested in a supercomputer that is loaded down with state-of-the-art artificial intelligence. What could go wrong?
What Mark Zuckerberg is doing is he's trying to advance his pocketbook. Zuckerberg was the future once. Now it's VR, and he's trying to get into it.
More data makes good business sense.
Facebook has a very clear business model that's driven by the need to gather as much data about their consumers or users as possible.
But there are fears that the new data we create in the metaverse could lead to a privacy nightmare.
Facebook has made a big deal about the fact that it's not going to be doing facial recognition on photos that you upload to Facebook anymore. But it hasn't said it's not going to do facial recognitions in the metaverse. And so the point is they're building an AI-driven engine that will be manipulating even more effectively behavior in the metaverse than it's been able to manipulate in real space.
According to this piece by Wall Street Journal, an individual by the name of Aaron, I'm going to just read a little bit of this, joins her colleagues in the office about 3 days a week by popping on an Oculus headset from Facebook parent company Meta or clicking into a desktop application. She can maneuver through an exact replica of the brick and mortar Washington, D.C. office building her company left behind when it switched to remote work. Aaron is the CEO of Environments, an interior design turned software company building so-called immersive work experiences into virtual reality. And it's testing its own product. 5 employees work in the virtual office, each with their own avatar that looks kind of like them. The company takes care to make employees' avatars resemble their human counterparts, only to a point too lifelike, and they get creepy. To abstract, and the whole thing starts to feel unprofessional, according to, again, this individual. She said employees marking work anniversaries have tiny celebratory icons above their avatar heads, like in the computer game The Sims. Remember that game? We're living it. McDonald can walk over to an employee's virtual desk and check in at any time, despite the ramped up opportunity for managerial oversight. She said no employees have objected. Quote, I think there will be a merging of our physical and online personalities, she said. Let me read that again. I think there will be a merging of our physical and online personalities. That's not terrifying to you? Let me read on a little bit. Here's the part I want to get to. Quote, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates weighed in recently, said that, quote, he expects the metaverse to be part of our workplaces in the next 3 years. Quote, but virtual reality headsets can collect more data about us than traditional screens. which gives companies more opportunities to take and share that data for profiting and advertising. No, they wouldn't do that, would they? They could also give employers more ways to monitor or our behavior and even our minds. Wow. Now, what could go wrong with that kind of technology? Oh, that's right. What if an evil dictator got a hold of that technology? What if someone like the Antichrist got a hold of that technology? You ever wondered? Listen, let me go to Revelation 13. It says what? Mark on the hand, in or on the what? Right hand or in or on the forehead? Again, could it be? I'm not saying it is, but you know what you put on your forehead to enter into the metaverse? You got to put on the VR glasses. And I'm going to quote this again. They could also, this technology, the metaverse, could give employers more ways to monitor our behavior and even our minds. There's little stopping the government from getting its hands on body-related data from VR tech, and there's little in place to protect us and our kids from unrestricted data gathering and psychological manipulation. And that brings me to another, again, we're going to go deeper in this rabbit hole. I want to read you this piece. Quote, in virtual reality, there are no rules. So parents are now left making up their own. Let me just read this to you here. This is a piece from CNN. Last summer, Alan Roach saw something that really disturbed him. His 11-year-old son, Peyton, used a sword to slice off the arms and legs of characters in a virtual reality medieval fantasy game, Blade and Sorcery, and then threw the dismembered digital bodies off of a bridge. 11 years old. Sure, it all happened in virtual reality, but for Roach, who spotted this gory scene while monitoring his son's VR gaming on a computer screen that mirrored what Peyton was doing with an Oculus Quest 2 headset, it felt uncomfortably real. In other words, he had the headset on and he's swinging the sword and he's carrying out the actions. Roach knew when Peyton looked down in VR, he was seeing a weapon held in virtual hands, not just a plastic game controller. It didn't matter that it was a single player game, which meant that the characters were represented by other human players. Quote, it bothered me in a way it doesn't on a flat screen game, even because they're doing it with their hands and physical presence. So how dare this guy have a conscience? Because that's what's happening. He's seeing what his son's doing. He's seeing the actions, and he has a moral conscience. And some of you will laugh at that, and people will mock him because it bothered him. I mean, is this where we're going? Are we just losing all of our sense of morality? Are we become desensitized with violence, murder? Roach is not alone. There's a growing number of parents navigating a new frontier in technology and learning as they go. More kids have access to VR headsets than ever before. Well, yeah, because their parents are providing it for them. Hello. And with it, access to a still niche but expanding virtual world of games, avatar-driven hangouts, and many more activities. Are you kidding me? Avatar-driven hangouts. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, that's right. Let me just go into that. Here's a headline from The Sun. Other reports talked about this too. High-tech sex vest could let lovers fondle remotely during steamy VR sessions. Who didn't see this coming? A new virtual reality vest that will let you feel multiple sensations could be used by long-distance lovers. Yeah, it's going to be used by a lot of folks. That's according to sex tech experts who think the OWO game vest could be used for more than just realistic gaming experiences. The experts at Sex Tech's Guide think the vest has the potential to be used by the sex industry, or I should say the adult entertainment industry. But listen, I'm going to tell you who else is going to use this technology. Every sick, twisted, pervert, pedophile, and so on will get their hands on this technology. What could go wrong? And so you're telling me you feel comfortable as a parent slapping a virtual headset on your kid and say, hey, go into this virtual world. Go into this virtual chat room. You don't think for a moment that some sicko 600 miles away in his living room has got on this technology and he's looking for victims. There was a woman that already reported that when Metaverse first came out, she had already reported that there was an incident that took place where she was sexually harassed. Hey, we don't know what it's all about. We don't really know what it is, but we're all in it, right? One of its writers said, quote, could we one day see vests like these being worn for VR porn sessions or other uses? The potential is, quote, obvious. Yes, it is. The OMO game haptic vests base design might have to be developed to make it more. I don't even want to read this. I can't read this. This is disgusting, and I won't read it. You can listen, you can go search it out, and it gets much more graphic. Because if I go into the graphic details of this article, we may not be able to keep this podcast up. But I'm telling you guys, again, I want to go back. What am I talking about? I'm talking about, let me go back up to this verse. Romans 1:30. Men who have been given over to a reprobate, useless, worthless mind will be on the forefront of creating and inventing all forms of new evil inventions. Now, this could have good intentions in the beginning, but I'm telling you, I want to remind you who the God of this world is. I want to remind you who the prince of the power of the air is. And I want to remind you that until the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shows up, guys, this stuff right here is going to get more weird. It's going to get creepier. It's going to get more morally declining. It's going to get darker. It's going to get more sinister. I don't even believe we've scratched the surface yet of what could come down the pipe. And it is terrifying that it's one thing when individuals say, well, I don't really know what it is, but I want to be a part of it because it's trendy and because it's the newest and greatest. But it's another thing when corporations, companies, retail companies, and et cetera, it's another thing when they are putting all their chips into this thing and they want to be fully part of this thing. Now, I want to close with this. This is just a point of interest, I think. When Metaverse released their announcement that they were going to name their company, or they were going to name this thing Metaverse, and they were even using hashtag Meta. What's interesting, the word Meta in Hebrew actually translates to dead. Let me say that again. The word Meta in Hebrew actually translates to the word dead. And interesting, I looked up the word versing comes from the root word verse here. Look, it means to I like the on your screen right here, to tell or celebrate or to turn into. Let me say that again. Primary definition, to make versify or to tell or to turn in. Now, many people don't know this, but when reading Hebrew, they read it, we read from left to right, but you actually read from right to left. So when you put metaverse together, it can actually translate as to turn dead or to turn into dead or watch or to make dead. That, again, that's an interesting, very interesting thing to me. And I believe, again, can this be used for good to evangelize? Sure. But I'm going to tell, I venture to say for most people, listen to me, if you thought smartphones made people turn into zombies and the walking dead, wait till this thing goes full force. I think we've only seen, and I believe we've only scratched the surface of where this thing is going. And I have no doubt, and I will stand and tell you today that artificial intelligence will play a direct role in the end times, especially when it comes to the image of the beast, Revelation 13. And I believe all this right here is just stepping stones leading to that major fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And I don't want to leave you with bad news. I know we're deep, 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 deep down in this hole, and it's very dark. But now we want to bring the light to this thing. And I want to tell you that, again, always remind you, Luke 21:28, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up. Come on, look up out of that hole. Look up and lift up your heads, because our redemption is drawing near. Come on. One part of it, yes, it's sad. Yes, it's concerning. But on the other hand, it is a glorious time to be alive as the body of Christ, because we are alive and we are well and we are here, present tense to this day, because God has ordained for us to be this generation that sees these things accelerating and these things coming to pass. Come on, do you believe that today? Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You guys that are listening to us by Facebook, by podcast, on whatever platform it is, by Rumble, by YouTube, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main website. Please don't forget to subscribe today. Don't forget to download our free app. It's available for free on Apple and on Android devices. If you're on Rumble, YouTube, or Facebook watching this either live or by the rebroadcast of this, don't forget to check the description under this message, and there's a link there under download our free app. Just click on that link. It's going to take you right there where you need to go to download the free app today. Again, so you can catch all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as be notified of all of our latest podcasts when they're up and when they're running. You can watch, you can listen, they're all going to be there. And again, in the event that YouTube blocks our message, don't forget to subscribe to us on Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. It's free. Look for our, go under channels, search for End Time Headlines. You're going to find us. Look for our official ETH logo. Again, that's where you can find us if by chance it gets taken down, because some of them do for whatever reason. If you listen, if this ministry is a continual source of information to you, revelation, blessing on a week-to-week basis, we want to give you the opportunity to pray about becoming a monthly partner. It's again, there's no obligation. We're not going to condemn anybody. We don't shame anybody. We don't manipulate anybody. Everything is free. Our podcasts are free. Our subscription is free. Our app is free. Everything is free to you. All we ask is, again, if you've been blessed by our ministry, it informs you, equips you, it encourages you on a week-to-week basis. Now, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner to help us continue to do what we do. And you can do that by giving electronically through the app on the, again, on your device through the app at the bottom, or you can give electronically through the main website Or you can give old school, it's what I call it, check or money order. And you could do that by making it out to End Time Headlines right there on the screen. P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. And guys, as always, I want to take the time real quick to personally thank all of our supporters, all of our partners of our ministry. Many of you guys have sent us, some of you guys send us or send me birthday cards. I appreciate that. We got them. Again, it was such a blessing. Gift cards, thank you so much for that. Just gifts in general, support to the ministry. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And we want to pray for you real quick as we sign off for today. And we'll be back on here tomorrow to finish this week of podcasting. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every individual under the sound of my voice today. Lord, those that are watching live, those that are watching by the rebroadcast of this, Lord, if they're not right with you, I pray that their hearts be turned to you, that they would repent of their sins and put their faith and trust in you, Lord Jesus. Put their faith and their trust in your word and the Holy Spirit, that they would get plugged into a local church or a body or a gathering of believers, whether it be there locally where they're at or here, that we welcome to our family if need be. Lord, whatever it is, we pray for them. We ask that you'd bless them today in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for everybody today. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. And may his countenance shine upon you in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, we're going to sign off today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.